remained off limits to reporters. Among the most impenetrable was Naba. Naba is an obscure place. To the extent that it appears on English language maps, Naba is referenced by its Chinese name, Aba, pronounced like the Swedish pop band. The Tibetan name is challenging for non-Tibetans, but comes out sounding roughly like Naba or Nawa, depending on the dialect of Tibetan spoken. Naba has been an irritant to the Communist Party since the 1930s. Every decade or so, Naba is the scene of anti-government protests that invariably leave a trail of destruction and death. Tibetans adhere to the teachings of the 14th Dalai Lama, Tenzin Gyatso, who won a Nobel Peace Prize for his embrace of nonviolence. So notably, most of the deaths in recent years have occurred on the Tibetan side. During protests in 2008, Chinese troops opened fire on protesters in Naba, killing several dozen people. In 2009, a Buddhist monk doused himself in gasoline on the main street while calling for the return of the Dalai Lama, who lives in exile in India. A wave of self-immolations followed. As of this writing, 156 Tibetans have self-immolated, nearly one-third of them from Naba and its environs, the most recent in November 2019. These deaths deeply embarrassed Beijing, belying as they do the claim that Tibetans are happy under Chinese rule. After the immolations began, the Chinese authorities redoubled their efforts to keep journalists out of Naba. New checkpoints were erected at the entrance to the town, with tank traps, barricades, and paramilitary peering into the cars to make sure no foreigners slipped in. With varying degrees of success, some intrepid journalists folded themselves up in the back seat and held up their cameras like periscopes to shoot out the window. Journalists are contrarian creatures. If we are told we cannot go somewhere, then predictably we try to go. The subject of my last book was North Korea, which I must admit intrigued me in part because it was so closed to Western visitors. Once I had decided I would profile one Tibetan town, I set my sights on Naba. I wanted to know what it was in Naba that the Chinese government was so anxious to hide from view. Why were so many of its residents willing to destroy their bodies by one of the most horrific methods imaginable? Tibet also piqued my curiosity in much the same way as it has other Westerners.